Good morning and welcome back to the Live, Build, Change Morning Mindset Edition. I want to ask you a question this morning, something that I'm not certain many of us as believers in Christ really give a lot of thought to. But here's the question. What is the most valuable thing that any human being could receive in this life? Let me say it again. What is the most valuable thing that any human being could receive in this life? There are a lot of possible answers, aren't there? And since this is a Christian podcast, you might be tempted to give a church answer just right off the cuff without giving it a lot of thought and say, well, Jesus, or salvation, or forgiveness, or something like that. And those things are all true in a sense. But I want to push the question a little further. For the sake of making us think about the depth, the reality of what the answer really is. Now here's the answer as far as I understand it from the scriptures. The most valuable thing that any human being could receive is a clear perception of the awesomeness and glory of God Himself. That is the greatest thing we could receive. Because when we see God for who He really is, when we recognize His incredible character, His awesome power, His amazing will toward all of creation and humanity in particular, we see that there is nothing that compares with Him. He is the Alpha and Omega, which are the Greek letters at the beginning and the end of their alphabet. So it's the A to Z. God is it. He's it and everything in between. God is, as He revealed Himself to Moses, the I Am. He's the ever-present one. And so receiving a clear perception of His glory and His might and majesty is very powerful in a human life. In fact, I would say it's transformative. It changes the way we view everything else. And I don't know exactly when this episode is going to land on the calendar, but it's somewhere right around September 11th. And for people in the United States of America, September 11th is a very significant day because it was on September 11th, 2001, that terrorists flew commercial airliners into the Twin Towers in New York, into the Pentagon, and had another aimed at somewhere in Washington, D.C. that actually was crash-landed in a field. It was a tragic day. Thousands of people lost their lives on that day. And it ushered in a new era in the history of the United States when we view the world differently because an attack of great magnitude happened on American soil. And a lot of people view things like September 11th and the tragic loss of human life that occurred through the lens of skepticism or the lenses of questioning God. God, why do you allow things like that? Why do you let things like that happen? Why do you even do things like that in the world? Because in the end, God could stop it, right? If He wanted to. And so it really comes down to what is God up to? And I want to suggest to you, and in fact, not just suggest, but state to you, that God allows things like September 11th to happen so that He can display His glory to the people who are observing, the people of the world. And I don't know every way that that takes place in a situation like 9/11. I really don't. I've heard some of the stories. I've seen some of the accounts of what God has done in people's lives as a result and the great glory that He receives. But I know that He's active because that's what God does. He does things behind the scenes to build people's perception of His glory. Tomorrow, we're going to dig into John chapter 11 and look at another difficult circumstance in the lives of some people that Jesus loved to unpack this idea of the greatest gift we could receive being a clear perception of the glory of God. Join me tomorrow.